Rob, I'm sorry. I am sorry. But I am sick and tired to eat crap. I'm sick and tired to eat disrespect from Vivian. Since she's 14 years old, she will listen to a sick dog. She will listen to a stone with poop on the top. And she will ask the stone, "Stone, what I should do?" She won't listen to me. Look, the father never told her that she should listen to the mother. Caitlin never did anything. She's worthless, and for me, she is absolutely nothing. I will have this woman on my house with the glad, but she doesn't get fresh with me, because it's gonna be her and her shit out of my door. I don't need Caitlin. I don't need her mother. Her mother stole my belongings, which is a crime on this country. Rob, you are not seeing the big picture. You should say, "Caitlin, we should speak to the mother. The mother." Rob, take my authority from Vivian, and nothing will go well. Not for you. It's not going well for her. And I don't ask anything difficult for Vivian. I don't say anything difficult for Vivian. I'm not someone crazy that will tell her something that doesn't make any sense. I am sick of it. At the end of the day, at the end of 2 years, 1 year, I go in there, I'll pick it up Vivian on the shit. She comes to my house with trash, with rats. I brought Vivian one time from one shitty house, filthy. She brought rats inside my living room, out of her box. Rob, you have no clue. I'm getting to the point that I don't care who takes Vivian, who does whatever, because no one in her life say, "Vivian, stop. I know you like your friends. I know you like Jenna. Jenna do shit for her. Never went to a hospital to see my daughter. I'm not mad at you. It's nobody's listening to me. I'm the one here that pick it up all the crap, all the shit, pay the bills. Nobody does anything. And I have to listen to everybody else? This is something wrong here. So Rob, come in here, take Vivian, tell Vivian to go to Caitlin's house. I don't care. But don't make me look like a stupid." Rob, I'm not mad at you. You've been helping Vivian. You just listen. Don't kill the prophet. Do not kill the prophet. I'm frustrated because there has been no one in her life. No one. And do you know what? Someone that doesn't tell Vivian the truth, they don't love her. Because if you love her, you're going to say, "Vivian, I know you have sometimes a hard time communicating with your mother, maybe on the past. And we all do with our parents. But listen, she's the only one through the years that has been helping you. Everybody else failed you. Be honest, Rob, and then I'm going to understand where you're coming from, because I don't know your heart. I don't know what's inside your heart. You know. I know you've been up with Vivian. The medication was wrong. I don't know what I'm going to do tomorrow. I have to go this shitty job. When I ask you to email the lawyer, it's to help her. I don't need any money to live. I can die tomorrow. It's to help her alone. and whoever is with her, so she at least can have a house under her head. And you know more, the father and the lovely aunt, I had Vivian with zero college balance. The aunt came into her life, destroyed all my belongings, stole it, didn't communicate with me. When I had an apartment for Vivian, Vivian decided to go alone with the stupid aunt. So the stupid aunt with lovely Caitlin that loves the cousin. She loves Vivian. Yes, yes, she cares for Vivian. So they come alone, take Vivian out of the place that she already had another place. I had to put her in there because she's almost cause of fire living by herself. Look, Rob, it is very easy to meet Vivian in 3 years and trying to draw a picture of people that she speaks to that tells her what she wants to listen. Do you know why she loves all these people? Because they tell things that she wants to listen. She doesn't want to listen what I have to say. She doesn't want to, she never did. So of course she's not gonna like me. But at the end of the day, the loving people, they drop her on the curb like a filthy rag. So you have to understand what I am coming from and understand and look at the larger picture. 18 years suffering with Vivian, sleeping in the car, getting infection, not eating, not even going to the bathroom, being thrown out of the hospital, police calling me, throwing me out, doctors calling the police on me because I curse at them because of medications unnecessary that would be have her dead. Rob, you have no idea. Who is Caitlin? Who is the aunt that goes in there to destroy everything, and now she has a college bill to pay, which the aunt said that the grandmother is going to help. She's a liar. She gave Vivian a penny, and she took all the college money for her own kids, because I know the aunt. I know the aunt for 15 years. She's a taker. She's a gold digger. She will kill the father and the brother when the mother dies to keep everything that the mother has in the bank, the house, and everything. And you will know if you're in Vivian's life. And you're going to say, wow, that's true. So that is the family. My family might not be good, but Vivian gets better. When she's with my brother, Vivian gets better with no medication. When she's with my sister in Brazil, which is not even that great to me, she gets better. And my family is all discombobulated, the niggers that he called us. But she gets better when she's close to us. And I'm the only one in her life. I just want for you to understand that. I'm sorry, Amir, I am aggravated. You don't sleep. Do you think that I sleep? All I can do is pray. And if it wasn't for prayers, she would be dead as we speak.